हरे कृष्ण या
माता जी, आई एम देयर, आई एम देयर.
यस माता जी या सो टुडे वी विल बी गोइंग टू तालवन
यस यस माता जी, तालवन.
या
माता जी, आई एम शेयरिंग स्क्रीन. कृष्ण गॉट दिस. यस माता.
Yeah, yesterday we saw temple of Shatrughna and cave of Lavanasur. It's called Lavanasur Gupa. Okay, and today we are going to Talwan. So, from Madhuvan to Talwan.
This is the route map.
Yes. Yeah, this is the route map. We are just past the Madhuvan, which is called Maholi village nowadays. And we are going to... Yeah, something I wanted to add from yesterday. We missed the thing. Like, there is a Krishna Kunda. When Krishna was went to Madhuvan for... Gocharan, and all the cowherd boys they ate lunch, and there was they did not have water to drink, so they said, oh, we are thirsty, we are thirsty. So Krishna dig up the kunda with his flute, and that's called Krishna Kunda. And all the Gopa boys, they drank water and got satisfied. That's Krishna Kunda. Okay, do we have yesterday's map? The day four, it's
Mataji, day four. I am on the day five slides. So, Mataji, about Krishna Kunda, like in one of the lecture, Maharaj even said that he digged that Krishna Kunda for quenching the thirst of the cows.
Yeah, cows and Gopa boys both were thirsty. So like I think Madhuvan, from Madhuvan, it's hard for them to go to Jamuna and drink water. So better to have something.
Yeah, so it's here, Mataji. See, Madhuvan, Dhruvatila is here, then Shatrughna temple. From there only the map goes. See, we are going forward to Tala.
Day five, Mataji. So we will see here. There is a Sankarshan in here.
Yeah, it's there, Mataji. In the, I added that slide about Sankarshan.
Mataji, now we start.
Okay. Okay, Hare Krishna. Thank you. We will take blessings of Radha Rani, Nityananda, Sri Krishna, so that we will
Gauranga. Be
able to do our today's Gauranga. Yes.
And all the devotees, this place, Mataji.
See, we have covered this one yesterday, Madhuvan, Dhruvatila, Krishna Kund, Shatrughna temple. And as we come forward, see, there's Talavan, there's Revati Balram temple, Sankarshan, Padma Kund. And as we go back, there is Shantanu Kund. So today we will see those.
Yes.
Yes. So,
is it Devati or Revati?
Revati, Mataji.
Revati. Okay, thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So, the forest of Talwan is situated about 6 miles south of Mathura and 2.5 miles southwest of Madhuvan. When Krishna was there, this forest was filled with lots and lots of tal trees. But now there are just 4 or 5. Tal fruit is like, I have not seen. I looked for the picture, I didn't find, but I heard the description that it's like mango, juicy.
Mataji, who are all from Mumbai side, they all know what is the tal fruit. They sell in the market, Mataji, and it's very tasty. I have never seen like you, But when I went to Bombay, I was saying, what is this? What is this? And they said, this is tal tree. I said, well, how can you eat this? Because I knew the tal trees and there are fruits and never tried that. But in Mumbai, they sell Mataji because it's hard to break like a coconut. You have to break and take it out. So they break it and take it out for you, keep it ready, you can eat. Like
Mataji, are you talking about the jelly kind of whitish jelly, that one you're saying?
No, this is different.
No, but I heard in description, like from Deenabandhu Prabhu, he was saying it's like mango, juicy, it's not hard. He said like it's yellowish with like juicy, like mango.
No.
Because there is another thing, what you're saying, like coconut hard, they pull the jelly and all from inside and it has water. That also they call tal, that we get in.
Yeah, it's
this one, right? Are you saying this one?
This one, yeah.
No, this is not, this is palm fruit. Tal is different.
This is the one. Right bottom. On.
Which one, Mataji?
Yeah. Yeah, this is the one, Mataji.
Oh, this one means I also know this, but as Deenabandhu Prabhu described, I was thinking, he said it's like mango, yellowish, juicy, soft.
Yes. See, this, the skin is like that, soft. And then you open it, and then inside is like a jelly, like a transparent, semi-transparent.
Oh, yeah. Mataji, this is my favorite fruit.
Yes, on the right. Right on top, yeah, the right at the top.
Oh my god, I didn't know this is my, this is very, very favorite in South India. We get very juicy in summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I thought it's like mango yellowish means I was thinking it is different. Okay. Yes, Mataji. Thank you, Mataji. And then I'm happy that I also ate tal fruit. In Google, it was showing this only. Then I thought it's not like mango. Maybe this is not. So thank you, Mataji. So according to Bhagavatam, if we read also this pastime in Bhagavatam, it is mentioned that Talwan is in between Mathura and Govardhan Hill. So we all know that Krishna, the Balaram, the cowherd boys, they go to Govardhan every day, right? So then it was a rainy season. Then we know this pastime, but just a quick recap that all the cowherd boys, they could smell the, you know, because of the breeze, they could smell the fruits, very, very ripened fruits, so nice smell. And so what were the cowherd boys saying? The cowherd boys were saying that, in Bhagavatam, it explains that they're saying, Rama Rama Mahabaho Krishna Dushta Nibarhana. So, why are they calling Balaram first instead of Krishna? Anybody knows, Mataji? Okay. So, before we see why they're calling Balaram than calling Krishna, so in Bhagavatam, in the purport today, Today when I was reading, I saw this description. The forest of Talwan is described in the Sri Hari Vamsha as follows. Prabhupada gave this in the purport. That the land there is even, smooth and very expansive. The earth is black, densely covered with dharba grass and devoid of stones and pebbles. And now as we walk in Talwan, we see lots of peepal trees and the sesame plants. Especially the sesame plants are more seen during the month of Kartik. And the Goswamis compare the nose of Radharani to a sesame flower. I don't know how this is, but maybe when it is in the description, they were saying, Prabhuji was explaining that sometimes in the afternoon, the flower, like, you know, droops a little bit down, then it actually looks like a nose. So now why are the cowherd boys calling Balaram instead of calling Krishna first? So what happened was, this Denukasura was the son of Bali Maharaj in his previous life, and he was Sahasik. His name was Sahasik. So what did he do? One day he went to Nanda and Kanan mountain, which is the mountain of demigods, and he gets the he gets Tilottama from there and he starts enjoying with her. So Durvasa Muni also, he was doing his meditation, his penance there. And then he looks at Sahasik and he says that you are enjoying like an ass. So you will become an ass. Then he will ask for forgiveness. He will say, please forgive me. Then Durvasa Muni will say, okay, but after 4 lakh years, then Balaram will come and liberate you. So Durvasa Muni told that, right? So actually when this pastime is happening and the cowherd boys are asking, like, you Rama Rama Mahabaho, you have like these mighty hands and body, so you can do this. When they are asking, in fact, Krishna winks his eye saying Balaram to do, because Krishna knows this curse and he wants that to be fulfilled, right? So according to the curse, Balaram has to go and liberate the ass. So that's why Krishna also winks. Now he'll say, okay, go. So then we know how Balaramji goes. All the when the cowherd boys ask, first Balaramji goes and he will start shaking the tree. They will give the description, right? They say that, yeah, there is the demon Denukasura. Denukasura doesn't let anybody, come there. Denukasura associates are also there. So then Balaram goes and he starts shaking the tree. And now Denukasura will hear the sound. She will understand that he will understand that somebody has, come to take her, steal the fruits. Then we know that there is Denukasura. What will Denukasura do? Actually, Denukasura will show the back to Balaram. We will never show our back to God, right? She will show, he will show back and starts hitting Balaram with the hind legs. Then Balaram will hold the hind legs, and we know how he whirls him around and, just one boom, is dead. Then we know Balaramji's, then Denukasura's, all Denukasura associates, they are getting so angry and they will attack and they are also finally killed. And they're all multicolored. So actually when Balaram does, like when Denukasura was killed, he throws Denukasura like rolling and then throwing on one tree, and that tree falls on another tree, and they fall on another tree, and they fall on another tree. So all the trees like slowly started collapsing and falling down, and all the Denukasura associates who came at the end, what happened? They all, like Krishna and Balaram, threw them on top of the trees, and because they were multicolored, they just looked like different multicolored clouds on top of the trees. So then there is one important lesson in this we have to learn, that there could be many lessons, but one lesson which I wanted to share is that Talwan forest is like our heart. So our heart has fruits of love and service attitude, but what happens, because we are growing Denukasuras in our heart or in the form of anarthas, what we are doing, we are not able to give our fruits, we are not able to offer our fruits to Lord Sri Krishna, rather than offering, they're being eaten away, the love and the service attitude. So then who comes for our rescue is Balaramji, who is our Adi Guru. Like he is, so now Guru has to come and shake, like how Balaram shook the trees, Guru has to come and shake so that all the anarthas will be driven away. And even we all have the ass-like mentality. Ass is in full ignorance. Like I was hearing somewhere that ass actually in summer, because there is no much grass, what will the ass do? The ass keeps walking. Like here, a little bit grass is there, then walks and go, then a little bit more, then a little bit more. So when it looks behind, the ass will think, oh, I have come so forward, like I have walked so much, that means I have eaten a lot of grass. But the fact is, because the ass didn't find the grass, it had to walk all the way. And in rainy season, what will happen? Rainy season, the grass is abundantly available, so it will not go, it will, there is no need for the ass to travel or walk so much. Then it will eat the grass and he will think, oh, I didn't go more, like I didn't cover much place, so that means I'm not eating well. So ass is that ignorant. So we should come out of that ignorance. It means we have to invite Guru in our heart and we have to surrender completely, so Guru takes the charge and he can help us get away of all the anarthas. And in Talavan, there is Sankarshan Kund, And in the Sankarshan Kund, there is a nice catfish also, is what I was hearing in my lecture. So they said there is a very nice catfish we can see now.
Yeah, hi Krishna Mataji.
Yes, Mataji.
So this Talwan means I have the shloka for the Talwan.
Yes,
Mokshaya Mukti Rupaya Hari Mukti Pradayine Namastalaya Ramyaya Tala Shobha Vidhi Vivardhine. So whosoever goes and bow down to this Talwan, he actually gets the moksha, and not the moksha like we see the five types of mukti, not that mukti he gives the Hari Mukti, means he just gives the devotional service to whosoever goes and bow down to Talwan. And one more point, like, you know, when we go to people and ask the donation for the temple or something, we ask donation for Krishna, and people have lot of money, they don't give. So their mentality is like, you know, just to collect money and not give to anyone, not give it to, especially not give it to Krishna. So the they always have like materialistic intelligence, so they won't give it to Krishna. So they are just like Dhenukar Asura. So they are keeping tal fruits he is collecting, but he himself not eating, and he is not giving it to Krishna also. So this is the mentality people have. They collect lot of money, but they don't use themselves, and they don't give it to Krishna also. So that's the Dhenukasur mentality. Yeah.
Thank you, Mataji.
Yeah, and one more thing with the deities, like, you know, this yesterday also Mataji showed one Balaram deity, which is black, and this is also black. So what happened, Balaram is actually not black, but he went to Mathura, everybody in Vrindavan was missing Krishna, and they were crying and weeping and every day. So Balaram thought, oh, let me help them something, and I will go, and I am as good as Krishna, I am not less than Krishna, I will go and I will, you know, tell them stories about Krishna, and they will be happy. So he goes there, and he sees that everybody is so much in separation with Krishna, and they were crying, and looking at them, Balaram also started crying, and he became black like Krishna. So that's why the deity, Balaram deity, is black.
Yes, Mataji. You were mentioning that also yesterday, like he was always, while saying about Krishna, he got absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna and God is
perfect. Yeah,
yes. So, here also we have the Baldev temple. See, there is Revati and this is Gopal. So, who is Revati? A small past, like history of who is Revati. So, in Gujarat, right now it's in Gujarat, there is King Raivat. So, because in Satya Yug, he is the son of, he is King Raivat, so his daughter is Revati. So when she got married, when she came to a marriageable age, so King Raivat wanted to get her married, like any of our father would wish us to get married to a best guy. So he was looking for a proper alliance, and then he didn't know who, like everybody, he was feeling that nobody was suitable for her. So he goes and he wanted to ask Lord Brahma. So he will go to Lord Brahma, and Brahma was busy. So they were waiting outside till Brahma finishes his meeting. And we know the time difference, because when Brahma kidnapped the cowherd boys, it was only one moment for him, but it was 1 year here. So because of that time difference and everything, by the time Brahma spoke to them and King Raivat was saying, like, you know, I want, this is the reason why I came. Then Brahma said, now it is Dwapar, end of Dwapar Yug in Earth planet. So he will say, that's okay. You just go, and then there is Balaram, who will be an exact suitable match for your daughter. So then again, he will come down, then he will approach Balaramji. But Balaramji looked at Revati. She was so tall, because in Satyayug, people were very tall. Then the size keeps reducing. So then what will he do? He will take his flow, and then he will just do like this. So she will come to his height. So that is a little pastime about Revati. And then near to this, there is another forest called Kumudavan. Hmm. What is Kumud? Like, we'll say Kumuduni. Kumudavan means, like, when Krishna was there, here there was a lot of water lilies in this forest and the lakes. Lots of lilies, water lilies and lotus flowers were there. Then, so at this place, what happened? There is a place, there is a kund called as Padma Kund, and which was, Padma is lotus, right? So which was filled with lot of lotuses. And the specialty of this kund is, like, when you stir it, the water becomes so black in this Padma Kund. So this is the smallest of the 12 forests, and it has a parikrama of just 1 kilometer. Adi Varaha Purana says that, O Devi, the third forest, Kumudavan, is supreme. One who visits this forest becomes worshipable personality in my abode. Bhakti Ratnakar says this. So then here there is a small temple for Kapiladev, very small. Why? Because on the bank of Padma Kund, Kapiladev performed austerities in Treta Yug. So that's why there is a small temple here, like 8 feet by 8 feet, with a small deity of Kapila about a foot high. And according to Varaha Puran, if one takes bath in this Padma Kund, he acquires all the knowledge of Vedic literature. So there is, now as we go a little bit forward, in around this village, there are two more small villages with two beautiful pastimes. So if there is another village nearby by named Gorai or Gaurav. So Gaurav means proud, right? So what happened was, when we all know that Vrajavasis went to Kurukshetra when they came to know that Krishna is coming. So they wanted to go and bring back Krishna to Vrindavan. Then Nanda Maharaj was actually pleading, Krishna, please come back. Then Krishna said, I will come, I will come. So again, he didn't come, but he promised that he is going to come. Then he was feeling bad. Nanda Maharaj was feeling bad. Now, what will I tell to the Vrajavasis? Maybe they will ask. So again, I'm going with just a promise. So now what should I do? So sometimes, you know, when we can't face people, what do? We don't feel like facing them. So we want to, you know, hide a couple of days. We stay somewhere. We get prepared and then we go, right? So what happened? Nanda Maharaj didn't want to go immediately. So then there was a landlord who gave, like, he said, you can stay at my place. So Nanda Maharaj actually stayed at this place called Gorai or Gaurav. So that is a small village in this Kumudavan. And there is one more interesting village called Dantia, or like Dantia, Datiha. So two different ways of calling. So what is it? Because this is the place where Krishna killed Dantavakra. Dantavakra had very crooked teeth, right? Danta, teeth. That's why he was called Dantavakra. And after Krishna killed Shishupal and Salva, yes, Salva, then what happened? He got so upset, because he was a friend of them. He got so upset and he came to attack Krishna. But that time Krishna was in Dwaraka and Dantavakra came to Mathura. So he got very upset and he started destroying Vrindavan and he started troubling the Vrajavasis. So then Krishna had to come to kill Dantavakra and stop this. And one more explanation they give is, after Krishna saw Vrajavasis in Kurukshetra, he wanted to meet them. So this is one more reason, like, why all this pastime had been enacted, so that Krishna can come to Vrindavan to see his beloved Vrajavasis. So then Krishna killed Dantavakra. Then all the Vrajavasis came and they were just pleading, Krishna, Krishna, please don't go now. Don't leave us. Please take us to a place where Akrura will not come. Please take us to a place where these demons will not come. Please do that. Then Krishna will say, okay, I will do that. But maybe, you know, I have a technique which was given by Narada Muni, a mantra which was given by Narada Muni, but you have to close your eyes. Then he will ask all the Vrajavasis to close their eyes, and Krishna became two. One was Dwarkadish Krishna and other was the Krishna in Goloka. So Dwarkadish Krishna went back to Dwaraka, and the Krishna in Goloka, he took all the Vrajavasis back to Goloka. So that pastime happened here. So it is called Dantiha because Ha is killing. Dantiha also is another name. So Dant means teeth. So that's why this place, because he killed Dantavakra here, and this beautiful pastime happened here. That Prabhuji, where I was hearing this pastime, he was explaining that that is why when Vajrana came, there were no Vrajavasis, because they all went back to Goloka. Krishna took them back to Goloka, to a place where there is no demons, where there is no Akrura coming and taking him. So that is the pastime that has happened here. And the last one for today is Shantanu Kund. So this is the place, this is the kund, and in between the kund, on top of the small hill, there is a temple. Shantanu Bihari deities are there. Very Radharani is in golden complexion and Krishna is in blackish complexion. I have a video of it. I will show you in some time. So this is the place where Shantanu Maharaj performed. We know Shantanu Maharaj is the father of Bhishma Pitamaha. And this is the place where Shantanu Maharaj actually came and performed austerities to beget a son who will possess great fame and who will be able to choose the time of his death. So tomorrow we will go from Shantanu Maharaj to Shantanu Kund to Radha Kund. That will be our day 6. So then we will discuss in more brief about Shantanu Maharaj tomorrow when we start. But because we don't have time, we will end it here and we will take the darshan of Talavan and Shantanu Kund. Is that okay, Mataji?
Yeah, beautiful, Mataji. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Radha Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Shri Shri Vrindavan Dham ki jai, Shri Shri Talavan ki jai, Kumudavan ki jai. So I'll show the video. Where is the videos are here. Wait, Dina Krishna, you have to wait. Oh. Oh, lock in your teeth, you can go. You will say you're absent otherwise. Oh, sorry, Mataji. Where are the deities?
Nice food. जय
श्री शंतनु बिहारी जी की जय।
जय।
माता जी वी विल सी तालवन ऑल्सो।
ओके यस माता जी।
तालवन वेयर इज दैट? ओह शेयर स्क्रीन। Mataji, can you see the screen?
Yes.
Yes, Mataji. Yeah, that's the temple. जय Mataji, can you show the details again?
Yes, Mataji.
We saw the details.
Why is there no sound?
Welcome. Kulatharuni Mandala. Mahatma Prabhu. Deena Bandhu. So where is the way? I'm looking for the deities, Mataji. Are they gone somewhere? Ah, they're here. Oh. Mataji, can you see them?
Yes. But just for...
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Yes, Mataji. Then... Amita Vishnu. Gokulata Gokulata.
Mataji, while they're watching the video, I just have a quick question. Why is he called Shantanu Bihari?
What? Shantanu Bihari?
Yes, Mataji. And by the way, we cannot hear the audio in the video you're showing. We only can see the video, Mataji.
Oh.
Yes, Mataji. I don't know. I thought you know that.
Mataji, you have to share computer sound.
No. I thought you were able to hear. Otherwise, I would have... Oh.
Mataji. That's okay. We saw the thing.
Yeah. Sorry, Mataji. Maybe I didn't... enable the computer sound. Yeah,
Mataji is asking the question, why it is called Shantanu Bihari, the deities.
I don't know, Mataji.
Because of the Shantanu, Shantanu was doing meditation there to get the sun
don't know why in particular they mentioned Shantanu Bihari. I don't know, Mataji. Actually, about Shantanu Kund, there is no much information given. I searched a lot, but I only this much I could find. Maybe, Mataji, today I will try again to see why.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thanks. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. Okay, sorry, Mataji, for the sound. You could have said in the beginning, maybe it was my mistake. I didn't enable the sound. Okay, Mataji.
I thought it was a silent movie.
No. Oh, Krishna.
I thought same way.
I was enjoying the sound.
But sorry. You were not sharing it.
Sorry, Mataji. I'm sorry for that.
Maybe tomorrow you can share.
Yes, Mataji. Okay, Mataji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna. Mataji, dandavat pranam.
Thank you.